Dobar dan, dobro večer, dobro jutro, želimo svima. Posle jedne silom i situacijom odložene emisije Cross Radija, evo nas u beogradskoj epizodi broj 146. Ove nedelje pričamo o punku. Tako i krećemo, te slušamo hrvatski band Babies i Want You. Dana u Srbiji boravi jedan interesantan mladi Amerikanac. Kao fotograf i novinar, Mark Merman je na Univerzitetu Berkeley, Kalifornija, kao temu svog istraživačkog rada prijavio ni manje ni više punk u Srbiji.
I'm in the Graduate School of Journalism, University of California at Berkeley, and they have a big international reporting focus. And right now I'm in a class on called Transitions, and it's looking at Eastern Europe 15 years after the fall of the Berlin Wall. A lot of people in the class are doing more political stories. You know, there's people in Moldova, Belarus, Poland, and a few of us are here in the Balkans. And my particular story is on punk in Serbia, particularly Belgrade. The story is really focused on what's going on today in Belgrade in the punk scene. But I'm also very interested in punk history, and particularly history of Yugoslavian punk. And so I will incorporate a lot of history of the Yugoslavian punk scene, you know, Pekinska Patka, Pankriti. And it's important to talk about those bands because I want to get a social and cultural context to what's going on today.
A šta bi bila priča o punku u Srbiji, a da u nju nije upleten Aleksandar Delibašić, ovdašnji heroj i mađioničar organizacije ovakvih događaja u zemlji?
My first and main source was Aleksandar Delibašić's brother Predrag, who lives in Australia. And he and I traded records, and it was kind of largely because I knew him that I decided to come to Belgrade, because I asked him if he knew anybody to get in touch with here in Serbia. And he's like, yes, my brother. And so he put me in touch with a few other people, and there's a record collector named Lucas from France who put together a discography of Eastern European punk, and he also put me in touch with people, and just doing research on the internet and using the record collection at Maximum Rock and Roll, you know, I found old bands. And on this trip I'm just looking at Serbia. If I had enough time I would do all of Eastern Europe, but I don't. So, you know, I might do a little work in Zagreb, you know, in Croatia, but even then I don't think I'm going to have a lot of time there. You know, I'm only here for 2 weeks total, and half that time I'm in Zagreb, And even then, I'm going to be in the countryside photographing a totally different story.
Da li postoji bilo kakva politička ili socijalna dimenzija punka u Srbiji?
Definitely. I've done some research, but I've only been in Belgrade for one day so far. And I guess not surprised, but it's very influenced by a lot of Western punk, but it always has been. But then one thing that's really great about it is it really has its own flavor. You know, it really has its own style, which I really love. And right now I'm interested also in looking at how the war affected the punk scene and you know, how political it is now, or, you know, compared to how it used to be. The punk scene here seems really vibrant. I mean, there's a lot going on, it seems like.
Šta će se desiti sa pričom kada ona bude gotova?
The story is both a photo story, and then I'm also writing an essay to go with it. And an online publication from Czechoslovakia, the Czech Republic, sorry, called Transitions Online, will be publishing the story. And the Christian Science Monitor might publish the story. You know, or if not there, a U.S. paper might be interested in it.
E, sada da vidimo kako stoje stvari u Americi.
It's huge. It's bigger than ever. I mean, in all regards, there's like skateboard punk bands like NoFX that are just enormous. They sell out concerts to 10 or 20,000 kids. And then you have the garage punk stuff like the White Stripes and the Detroit Cobras and the Dirt Bombs, which are also huge. I mean, the Detroit Cobras were recently in a Pepsi commercial, and it's enormous. But then there's also still a really core of really underground punk too, which is great, you know, so it's very diverse.
Na samom kraju, pošto već pričamo o Americi, Aleksandru Delibašiću i punk muzici, slušamo band koji će za nekih desetak dana proći kroz teritorijom. Dolaze iz Njujorka i zovu se Little Killers. Do sledeće nedelje, ćao!
Situation in here in the Balkans. The information we get in Europe is very confused because you got the information from TV, but personally I don't trust too much what they're talking about.
marijuana illegal. Thank you, Ljubljana.
Cross Radio.